Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. If you are married to an unbelieving husband and want to win him to faith in Christ, how should you dress? Will jewelry, makeup, and expensive clothing be major motivating factors in bringing him into the kingdom of God? Peter wrote as follows of women's leading their husbands to Christ. Whose, that is, the wife's adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair, or of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel. 1 Peter 3:3. Is Peter teaching that Christian women must not plait their hair or wear gold? Let us examine carefully what Peter is saying. The word adorning in this verse is from the Greek kosmos. We get our word cosmetic from this Greek word. The same word is used in Paul's instructions to women to adorn themselves in modest apparel. 1 Timothy 2:12. Elders must be of good behavior. 1 Timothy 3:2. The expression good behavior is from kosmion and means orderly, decorous. Christian women who are concerned about their husbands obeying the gospel must learn that outward decoration of the body is not the means for teaching their husbands how to become Christians. The Greek word rendered plait means to inweave. Putting on gold probably referred to wearing gold jewelry. Does Peter, by divine inspiration, forbid a woman's having her hair as attractively arranged as she can, wearing gold earrings or necklaces? Tragically, there have been some religious groups which have shamed their women for wearing makeup of any kind and for wearing jewelry. I attended a denominational university many years ago where the women, both students and teachers, were not allowed to wear jewelry or makeup. One of my professors made light of the prohibition. He wondered why men wear ties and have gold watch bands. He could see through the inconsistency of that church's restrictions. He knew they were binding what God had loosed. If the Bible strictly forbids any plaiting of the hair or wearing of gold, it also forbids the wearing of clothes. Listen again to Peter's instructions to Christian wives. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of hair, or the wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel. There are two major emphases in this verse. Peter discourages women's being more concerned about their outward appearance than about their hearts. If women believe they can win their husbands to Christ by emphasis on how they look and not on how they behave, they are sadly mistaken. But would not that same principle apply to converting those outside the family? Nothing in this context or elsewhere discourages a woman's dressing attractively and appropriately. Beautiful, but not overly ornate, hairstyles, modest jewelry, and attractive clothing have their place in the life of Christian women. The book of Proverbs speaks of a woman whom we often describe as the ideal woman, of having clothing of silk and purple. But she did not depend on these for influencing others to live for God. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Proverbs 31:22, 25, and 26. You may have encountered women who were dressed in the finest clothing money could buy. They wore expensive jewelry and had their hair arranged in the latest styles, but their moral and spiritual values bordered on those of Jezebel. Regardless of a woman's outward appearance, the real woman comes through in her words, in her attitude toward others, and in her relationships to her family. Solomon taught the same truth. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Proverbs 31:30. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.